This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States' top infectious disease expert says unless a vast majority of Americans is willing to receive a coronavirus inoculation, the pandemic will continue wreaking havoc on the whole country. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Anthony Fauci at a forum at the National Cathedral says he's hopeful the general public will be able to receive a COVID vaccine by the spring, but people have to be willing to get it.
80% of the population get vaccinated. You have an umbrella of protection already that the virus has no place to go. It would be looking for vulnerable people and not finding it.
And Dr. Fauci cautions families to really think hard about the risk of getting together for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Maybe right now's not the time to have 25 people in a house when you take your mask off as you're eating.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As coronavirus cases rise, hopes are fading for recovery for the airline industry, AP's Ed Donahue.
The nation's fourth biggest airline, Southwest, says there was a moderate increase in travel from August through last month, but they see a slowdown in what was hoped to be improving trends this month for Thanksgiving and next month for Christmas. JetBlue is hoping for a turnaround. It will stop blocking seats after the new year. Flights are 70% capacity now. Nicholas Callio with the trade group Airlines for America says because of the recent spike in coronavirus cases, demand is softening and it's probably not hard to figure out why. He also said airlines are still losing about $180 million a day. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Justice Department report has found former Labor Secretary Alex Acosta exercised poor judgment in handling an investigation into wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein when he was a top federal prosecutor in Florida, but it also says that he did not engage in professional misconduct. This is VOA News. A Pennsylvania judge has sided with the Trump campaign on a limited number of mail-in or absentee ballots. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump campaign has secured a favorable ruling in Pennsylvania. Commonwealth Court Judge Mary Hannah Levitt has ordered Pennsylvania counties not to count mail-in or absentee ballots for which the voter didn't submit valid identification within 6 days of the November 3rd election. Trump campaign general counsel Matt Morgan calls the order a win, but the court order affects a subset of about 10,000 ballots that arrived within 3 days of polls closing, as allowed by the state Supreme Court. As of Thursday night, Democrat Joe Biden led Trump by approximately 55,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I'm Mike Gracia.
An election security committee made up of state elections officials and federal cybersecurity officials says last week's election was the most secure in the nation's history. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with those details.
Members of an executive committee of top state and federal election officials say in a statement they found no evidence of lost, compromised, or altered votes in last week's election. The committee members also reject claims made by President Trump and his supporters of widespread fraud. The committee is made up of top-level officials within the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, which was set up by President Trump 2 years ago, various secretaries of state and election officials. They add states with close races now have paper records of each vote, allowing the recount of each ballot. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on a non-Muslim cemetery in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah, which has wounded several people, although it did not provide any evidence to back up its claim. In a statement issued through its official channel on Telegram, the group says that its soldiers managed to hide a homemade bomb in the cemetery on Wednesday, which then exploded after several consuls of crusading countries gathered there. The explosion, which occurred during a World War I remembrance ceremony involving foreign embassies, was the second security incident to take place in Jeddah in the last couple of weeks, and the first attack with explosives in years to attempt to hit foreigners in the conservative kingdom. South Korea's transport ministry and Seoul City conducted a test run of a drone taxi, which is capable of carrying two people, with a demonstration in Seoul on Wednesday, ahead of the country's urban air mobility service launching in 2025. A vertical takeoff and landing of the drone from China's Ehang company, carrying 80 kilograms of rice bags instead of a passenger, flew over downtown Seoul at an altitude of 50 meters for about 7 minutes, according to the Seoul Metropolitan Government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.